Well, they had a good piece on.
Did you have a place around the barn where all the animals could run around?
Well, I didn't have but two. Oh, yeah, sure. I had a yard. Big and dish yard, yeah. And then I had a pasture right on the back.
Was it fenced in?
Oh, fenced in with good barbed wire and hog wire. Yeah. They couldn't get out. But nothing else couldn't get in that pasture but them horses.
Yeah.
Dog or anything. You run that dog to death. But you remember that day that mule that killed that dog? No dog, no nothing. No chicken around him talking. You kill more chicken for me and I could eat.
Did you ever see them fences that went
I seen a fence like that, that you talking about that. But them fences put up with no nail.
Yeah.
They used to have them fenced up, but not this way. You see, this way, and this way, and this way.
They went zig, they went...
Yeah, and they're just as strong as them other fence.
Zigzag.
But the fence, zigzag. Well, you see the way they put, you know, one over the other, one protecting the other. But the fence they had when I was young, they take a post, well, a post about that wide, flat.
Yeah.
They take an auger and bore a hole about from there to there. You know, them people had courage. And they'll take a railing,
put it in there,
9 foot long. And they cut it to fit that. They stick that in there, stick that in there, jam them posts. And do you know, that's some strong fence.
What do they call them fences?
Huh, now that's something I never know.
Yeah.
They used to put four railing up here, the four. Well, about that high, you see. Some of it low, some of it higher. But no mule or horse couldn't go over it. Chicken could go. Sometime a hog couldn't go through there. Now Mr. had that fence. I believe he's the last one had that fence. After he died in 1912, well, the boy who took it over, you see, that's too slow for him. He put up a wire fence, you know, hog wire and everything.
Yeah.
But that really impressed me. I said, well, sir, people.
Where did you keep your hogs?
Huh?
Where did you keep your hogs?
Horses?
Hogs.
Hogs. I had hogs. I didn't fool them. Think too botheration. I never fooled them. To break out, go in them people field, and people raising the devil at you, and sometimes they kill them, you don't know. So I had, I had six. I sold them all in one rap. That's too much of trouble to keep a hog, and it didn't work. Long time ago, you could put them out in the road, down the bank, or in the field, but if you put them in the field, somebody's going to take them. Put them in the road, somebody's going to kill them. If somebody gets hurt in an automobile on your hog, you pay for it.
Didn't have any kind of laws, did you?
At that time. You didn't have no law.
You could just...
But now you can't do it.
Let them out on the open.
You can let them out anyway. And nobody wouldn't go and buy them. But on the last day, and people steal them hogs, steal your chicken. I know. They had some wild hogs, so they say, back up in the woods in the 20s. And Laza Paul, Chupal, him and my cousin was hunting them hogs. And then they got a buy, a sand buy, I told you, they call it buckhorn buy. Buy deep, too.
Buckhorn?
Buckhorn buy.
Yeah. Why do they call that? They're all those trees around?
They got trees, that tree, them thing been around that buy since I was a kid. I don't know myself why they call it that. And them hogs have blown them people at Livonia around photos with my and Mr. all of them. Well, they was hunting for them hogs. And the people unfortunately knew it, but every time they get a chance, they'd get back, they go back there and kill the hog and bring it to the front. Well, their boss man tell them to kill them, because they were eating up their corn, the crop. So my cousin went out there one night, one evening, and he was very scared. His wife hollered, say, Edwin, you know, look out, there come them white folks from the volume boy, he said, by him. His gun went down. He way across that bay, he got way up to here. Went on in the house. So his wife said,